Every morning, park rangers pick up objects visitors have left at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial and bring them to Dury Felton. He's been the proud curator of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Collection in Landover, Maryland for 18 years. Since the memorial was completed in 1982, more than 100,000 items have entered that collection. Felton unlocks a glass cabinet filled with objects, each one identified with a unique number. His white-gloved hands gingerly reach out.
Always have to be careful.
It's a champagne bottle.
Two goblets. There's still residue from the champagne. I have yet to clean the goblets because of the residue. It speaks so much. This is the only Medal of Honor to be voluntarily returned by the recipient to the federal government. The person who was awarded this was a chaplain in Vietnam, and he saved something like 18 lives. And even though he's surrendering the medal, I've often wondered if he just couldn't surrender it all. The medal is incomplete. I think it should be a lanyard attached to the medal. We also get diplomas in here and graduation tassels saying, "I made it, this is for you, Pops." Most of the three-dimensional objects that are left at the wall are left anonymously. It's very seldom that we have a definitive reason as to why the person did as they did. I look at us as being voyeurs, to be very honest, because we're looking over the shoulders of people leaving things.
In a temperature-controlled room of the preservation facility, Felton walks past rows and rows of small blue plastic boxes containing objects left at the memorial. From books service members enjoyed reading to barbed wire signifying prisoners of war or missing in action. Felton stops in front of a wooden box which looks a little like a coffin.
Well, you know that the United States government has been working with the Vietnamese government to crash site.
Recovering objects from crash sites. This is a helicopter blade that Sergeant Jerry Elliott was in January 68. And this is the blade that was recovered from the crash site. Someone left this. We also have a lot of things that are left for nurses. There were at least 7,000 women. Most of them served in a medical capacity.
So a little pink stethoscope.
Yes. I was also told by the nurses that they were required to wear the jungle fatigues. But they said many nurses underneath would wear the most frilly of undergarments because they always wanted to remind themselves that they were women, and they would always overly splash themselves with perfumes. This is what the women have told me. Whenever we do an exhibition, I always demand that a photograph, a contemporary photograph, that time goes out. I want people to understand that these people were young. According to statistics, the average age of an infantryman in Vietnam was about 19. Now, this is from the U.S. Navy Training Center, Great Lakes, Illinois. There's no date on it. But wherever these people are, they're frozen in time. They're forever young, perhaps innocent, I don't know, the Navy. I want people to understand that these people, wherever they are, they were alive, they had family, and also understanding death. And death is never an isolation. It always sets up a concentric circle. When a person dies, that circle goes out and touches your spouse, children, grandchildren, associates, whatever.
I don't see many anti-war items.
There are some here, draft card, torn up pieces. We have the famous sword. It's a naval officer's sword that's broken in two, and it's something about never again. In the past, history was written from the top down. And I tell people that this collection is different in that this collection is being written by the everyday person. This collection is being curated by the public. All the emotions of life are reflected in this collection. This collection is more than about dying. This collection is also a celebration of life. This collection is great literature.
When objects are brought in, they're isolated to make sure there aren't any destructive insects on them. The hundreds of U.S. flags people leave behind are donated to schools, and everything else is carefully catalogued. Lisa Ricketts types out a description of each item into a database. After that, they're placed in boxes for storage, although some representative items are occasionally on display.
Medals. Got a hat. Like, these are like letters from friends.
Ricketts says the toughest part of her job is reading the letters left behind.
From, girlfriends back in the 60s. and having the letters returned.
Return to sender.
Yeah, return to sender. Yeah. You know, they're talking about, like, say, the last time that they were together, they were on the hill drinking Milwaukee's Best, and that you were supposed to be my forever and have my children, and that's real touching to me.
Drury Felton says the memorial and the chance to leave objects behind helps the nation heal from a very divisive conflict. But he says that's only part of the story.
What you see are the tangibles, so things that can be touched and felt, that can be quantified, that can be counted. But I know for a fact that there are things that are not left at the memorial. People come and they don't leave things, but they're part of the memorial experience. How do you quantify that?
I'm Kavitha Cardoza, Landover, Maryland.